Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, April 19th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news from the city of Wauchula. We would like to express our utmost appreciation for our Wauchula line crew. The citywide power outage allowed them to install a transformer that will replace a transformer bank which was installed and has been operating in Wauchula substation since 1966, 55 years ago. This new transformer installation will assure that electric utility customers will have reliable and safe electric power for years to come. Join us in applauding these hardworking individuals who do their very best each and every day. A lost dog was found this morning in the area of Hogan Street, not wearing a collar or tags. If this is your dog, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. Pictures are available on the Wauchula Police Facebook page. And the Law Enforcement Torch Run benefiting Social Olympics Florida, scheduled for tomorrow, has been canceled due to inclement weather. Your local events: today is the last day to sign your child up for flag football from 4:30 to 6 p.m. There will be flag football registration for kids with age groups ranging from 5 to 12 years. If you'd like to sign your child up, it's $25 and registration is at 421 South 10th Avenue in Wauchula. The last day to register is today, April 19th. For more information, you can call 941-626-0449. Once again, that's 941-626-0449. Your job's here in the area. The city of Frostproof is looking for a utility operator. A driver's license and 1 year of wastewater experience are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. Convenience Storage is looking for a manager, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of supervising and customer service experience are preferred. And Innovar Structures is looking for an inventory purchaser assistant. 3 years of experience with QuickBooks and Fishbowl are required, and a high school diploma or GED are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees out, feels like 81, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent, so breathe it in. Maximum UV index is too low. Winds west-southwest at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. Humidity is very humid, 82%. The dew point 70, cloud cover 98%. Visibility 10 miles in the cloud ceiling at 2,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, showers with a chance of thunderstorms this morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25, and a 90% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, a chance of showers in the evening, then a slight chance of showers after midnight. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorm toward morning, lows in the upper 60s. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, and a 70% chance of rain. Tuesday, showers with a chance of thunderstorms, highs around 80, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon and a 90% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Make sure to bring an umbrella with you everywhere you go, folks. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. April is a sure sign of spring in the Sunshine State and the best time to find ripe Florida blueberries. Patricio Munoz, University of Florida assistant professor, developed Florida's newest blueberry variety called the Sentinel in honor of Florida blueberry pioneer Alto Strawn. Munoz tells the Florida Farm Bureau the Sentinel provides farmers a new opportunity to produce during the best market window, and the sweet berry ranked high in university taste tests. Ranchers are keeping a wary eye on a proposed Colorado animal cruelty initiative. According to agrimarketing.com, animal welfare advocates are trying to get the Protect Animals from Unnecessary Suffering and Exploitation, or PAWS, initiative on the November 2022 ballot. Critics say the measure would ban artificial insemination and other commonly accepted veterinary practices, and would ban the slaughter of livestock younger than 5 years old. With title language approved, backers will now begin gathering the 125,000 necessary signatures to put Initiative 16 before voters. The Emergency Food Assistance Program, a federal nutrition program run by the USDA Food and Nutrition Service, has decided to expand TFAP to include a pre-sorted, pre-packaged fresh produce box. According to thepacker.com, the federal program helps supplement the diets of low-income Americans by providing them with emergency food assistance at no cost. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Well, get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. As the weather starts to warm up, growers can expect to see insect numbers climb too. The best way to prevent economic losses from insect pressure is to adopt an Integrated Pest Management Plan, or IPM. Tanner Lowry, Area Business Manager for Crop Protection Manufacturer Atticus, has some advice for growers when it comes to managing the insects Mother Nature throws at them this season.
any time is a good time or relevant time to discuss when insects might be a problem and when they're going to be a problem. You need to pay attention to the weather and pay attention to what's going on out in the field, what kind of season you're in, how vulnerable the crop is, things like that to help you manage insects. And not just a spray schedule, integrated pest management as a whole is kind of an all-encompassing approach. It's just trying to keep the field clean, trying to watch overwintering things for insects.
Lowry says a good IPM plan starts with identifying the pests in your field and monitoring them.
After that, you can look at the damage that they're doing and assess kind of what your threshold is on when you want to go after them and whether you can justify the spray on it or not. Consult guidelines with people that you're working with to take management actions and when to take management actions. Another big thing is just trying to prevent any kind of pest problems that you can before they happen. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Use biological, cultural, physical, mechanical, and chemical tools together. That's kind of IPM in a nutshell there.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. We'll get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. After repeatedly closing at record highs last week, Wall Street's benchmarks opened lower this morning. The domestic market's pause comes as the COVID situation worsens abroad and vaccine rollouts are dogged by safety concerns. Sales are improving at Coca-Cola as vaccinations allow for the opening of stadiums, restaurants, and theaters in many regions. The Atlanta-based company reports sales up 5% in the first quarter, although the recovery uneven across the globe. A Maryland hotel executive trying to line up new financing for a $680 million offer to buy Tribune Publishing after his partner, a Swiss billionaire, pulled out of the bidding for the newspaper chain. Foxconn Technology Group, the world's largest electronics manufacturer, has reached a new deal with reduced tax breaks for its scaled-back project in southeastern Wisconsin. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's start with baseball. Yesterday, the Indians beat the Reds 6-3 in the Battle of the Sox. It was Chicago taking 2 in Boston, 3-2 in the opener, 5-1 in the nightcap. Rays complete a three-game sweep of the Yankees, handing New York their fifth straight loss, 4-2 the final. Royals shut out the Blue Jays 2-0, while the Rangers shut out the Orioles 1-0, and that ends a five-game home losing streak for Texas. A's tame the Tigers 3-2 to sweep a four-game series. Seattle dominates the Astros 7-2. Philly shut out the Cardinals 2-0. Giants avoid a series sweep. They shut out the Marlins 1-0. Arizona beats the Nationals 5-2. The Mets double up the Rockies 2-1. New York has won 5 of their last 6. Padres down the Dodgers 5-2. It was the Pirates 6-5 over the Brewers. And the Braves pound the Chicago Cubs. Final score, 13-4. This is SRN Sports. On the hardwood in the NBA, it was the Hawks beating the Pacers 129-117. Knicks beat the Pelicans in overtime 122-112. 6th straight win for New York. Heat cool off the Nets 109-107. The Rockets snap a five-game losing streak. Rally past the Magic 114-110 in the process, handing Orlando their 6th straight home loss. Raptors dim the Thunder 112-106 to extend Oklahoma City's season-worst losing streak to 10 games. Hornets snap a four-game skid. They beat the Trailblazers 109-101. Kings snap a 9-game slide. They beat the Mavericks 121-107. And the Clippers topple the Timberwolves 124-105. A group of 12 elite Spanish, English, and Italian clubs dramatically split European soccer Sunday, announcing the formation of a largely closed Super League. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstrup.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue in Wachula, and online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I started out with nothing, and I still have most of it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.